சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 9 ஸ்லோகா 4. மயா ததமிதம் சர்வம் ஜகதோ வ்யக்த மூர்த்தினாம் மஸ்தானி சர்வ பூதானி ந சாஹம் தேஷ்வ வஸ்திதஹ. லார்ட் கிருஷ்ண ரிவீலிங் ஹிஸ் நேச்சர் விச் இஸ் நிர்குண ஸ்வரூபம். பிஃபோர் கோயிங் டு நிர்குண ஸ்வரூபம் வி ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் த லார்ட் ஹேஸ் காட் ஹையர் நேச்சர் அண்ட் லோவர் நேச்சர். லோவர் நேச்சர் இஸ் இன்ஃபீரியர் நேச்சர். Higher nature is superior nature. What do you mean by lower inferior nature of the Lord? What do you mean by superior higher nature of the Lord? We have to understand. Lower inferior nature is that when we worship the Lord in one form, when we worship the Lord in one form, either Krishna or Rama or Devi, Eka Rupa Bhakti, a formed God, my Ishta Devata, when I worship, it is called lower Bhakti or inferior Bhakti. How can you call that Bhakti as inferior, lower? Doubt may come. How can you say Krishna Bhakti, Rama Bhakti, Devi Bhakti is inferior, lower? For that Shastra says, lower in the sense that Lord form is Mayikam. That Krishna form or Rama form is Mayikam, Sagunam. It is not pure. That Krishna or Rama form of Eka Rupa Bhakti is Mayikam, when the higher nature of the Lord associated with Maya, that is called Mayikam, therefore it is called lower, inferior, Mayika Swarupam. Then why we have to worship that Lord? Shastra says it is good to worship the Lord, that Mayika Swarupam, Rama, Krishna, worshipping the Lord is good for the mental refinement. For the purity of the mind, you have to continue that inferior Mayika Ishvara Upasana. Shastra itself says. Shastra itself says. Therefore, that worship is not wrong. That worship is not wrong, but what we want to say, that worship is not ultimate. That Mayika Ishvara Upasana or Bhakti is not ultimate. Similarly, the Lord in every form you see, even Vishwarupa also, Aneka Rupa Ishvara Bhakti, you go further, more, every form is God only, Vishwarupa Bhakti or Virat Bhakti or Aneka Rupa Bhakti, if you take, that is also inferior, that is also not superior, that is also not ultimate Bhakti, that is also a form only. Ocean, mountains, trees, stars, sun, moon, all these forms are also inferior only, because they are also Mayikam. That is also inferior nature of the Lord, not the higher nature of the Lord. As long as you worship the Lord either in one form or many forms, every form is God's form only if you worship also, still you are in lower form of worship only. So what if I worship lower form, God only knows, anyhow. Rama also is the Lord, Krishna is also the Lord, whole universe is also the Lord. But Shastra says, wonderful, it is Lord only, I don't say it is not Lord. But that worship will not give you liberation. That worship will not give liberation, it will not give Purnatvam, Shanti, security, Ananda, you won't get. So what I have to do now? You have to come to higher nature. You have to worship the higher nature of the Lord. In the higher nature of the Lord, there is no question of worshipping. There is a question of understanding. Understanding. This Vishwarupa Upasana also is only for Chitta Shuddhi. Manasika Vikashata. Expansion of the mind. Chitta Vishalata Prapyartham Vishwarupa Upasana. Chitta Shuddhi Prapyartham Ekarupa Upasana. Once your mind is pure and more accommodative, then you are fit for the higher nature of the Lord. That is Nirmayika Ishwaraha. There is no Maya there. Nirmayika Ishvara only is the highest nature of the Lord. What is that Nirmayika Ishvara, highest nature? That is given in Upanishads. Jnana Kanda of the Veda, the end portion of the Veda, that is Jnana Kanda or Vedanta Upanishads, they talk about the Nirmayika Ishvara. Karma Kanda, Purva Bhaga of Veda talk about Samayika Ishvara. Mayika Ishvara only, lower nature of Ishvara only, Ekarupa, Anekarupa only given in Karma Kanda of Veda. Upasana Kanda of Veda. Only in Jnana Kanda, this higher, superior, Nirmayika Ishvara nature is given. What are those Upanishads? For example, Taittiriya Upanishad. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Yo Veda Nihitam Guruhayam Paramevyoman Brahma Vida Apnoti Param. That Nirmayikam Brahma's nature is Satyam Jnanam. Jnanam means what? Consciousness. Nirmayika Ishvara's nature is Jnanaswarupam. Jnanam means consciousness, Chaitanyam. That consciousness, which is the real nature of the Lord, is available where it is everywhere. First recognize that Chaitanyam consciousness is in you, the awareness, that Nirmayika Satyam Jnanam, that Jnanam Chaitanyam consciousness, that is the consciousness is available here as what? I am conscious of. I am conscious of. That consciousness is available here. Therefore, you have to see, when I say I am, there is a mixture of consciousness plus body plus mind. Consciousness plus body plus mind. Because that consciousness is the higher nature. You recognize that consciousness is here itself. Body, mind, nama, rupa belongs to Maya. This form, this name belongs to Maya, whereas consciousness is pure consciousness, Shuddha Chaitanyam. So Shuddha Chaitanyam plus body mind complex I am. Now body mind complex belongs to Maya. Maya is lower nature. Maya is inferior. Consciousness is the nature of the Lord, original nature of the Lord. So consciousness is superior, higher. Now you want to discover the higher or lower. Always want to know the higher, superior one. The inferior body mind complex, which is connected to Maya, is really speaking depending upon this consciousness. Why it is lower, why this is superior? Why consciousness is superior? Why body mind complex Maya is inferior? Because body mind complex Maya, the matter cannot exist independently. It is dependently existing upon consciousness. It is not swatantraha. That is why it is inferior. It is paratantram. Whereas consciousness, jnanam, is swatantram. It is swatantram, independent. Whatever is independent is always superior. Whatever is dependent is always inferior. We have to understand why consciousness is superior, why body mind complex Maya is inferior. No? This is paratantraha, this is swatantraha. Dependent. Maya is dependent. Consciousness is independent. Therefore higher, therefore superior. This is the real nature of the Lord. Consciousness is the real nature of the Lord. You have to understand. If I understand that consciousness as the real nature of the Lord, you will be liberated. You will be liberated. You are free. You get moksha. Struggle to get moksha is samsara. Freedom from struggle is called moksha. Struggle to be free is always samsara. Freedom from samsara is called moksha. Your struggle will stop. There is no struggle in your life. That is called liberation. Liberation means what? Freedom from sorrow. Freedom from sorrow, dukkha nivrittihi eva moksha. Therefore, may you understand, Arjuna, my real nature is consciousness. You go to another Upanishad. Now we get one more doubt. Consciousness is superior, higher, but that consciousness is not there in all, everywhere. Only it is in living beings. Question may come. The Lord is all-pervading. Genuine question. Generally, what do you say? God is all-pervading. The Lord is all-pervading. Everywhere. If He is everywhere, that Lord is, the consciousness is not there in the desk. Is this desk is conscious? It is not conscious. It is inert entity. The mic is inert entity. Clip is inert entity. Carpet is inert entity. That means God is not there. You say God is everywhere, God is consciousness, but consciousness is not available there. For that Shastra says, consciousness is not manifesting there. For that Upanishad says what? You go to another Upanishad, Chandogya Upanishad. Sadeva somya idamagra asit ekameva dvitiyam. Satrupena. The Lord is Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. We have underlined in the previous statements, Jnanam we have underlined. Now we have to underline Satyam also. Sat principle. Existent principle. What is the higher nature of the Lord? The higher nature of the Lord is Jnanam and Satyam also. So the inert objects, they are all manifesting as Sat, Sat, Sat. Desk is Mike is, carpet is, fan is, light is, clip is, that easiness is called existence, existence is called Sat or Satyam. Therefore, Sadrupena, the Lord is manifesting in inert objects also. The higher nature of the Lord is Satyam Jnanam. Jnanam is available in conscious beings, only living beings. But Sat is manifesting in all inert things also. Every inert thing, what is available there, the Lord is available in the form of easiness. The Lord is available in the form of easiness. That pure easiness you cannot grasp, you cannot understand. The pure easiness, pure Sat, you cannot grasp. Just as pure electricity, you cannot understand, you cannot grasp. The electricity has to be with one gadget or other, electrical gadgets. You understand that electricity. It is not available, pure electricity is not available for your perception. Pure electricity is not available for your perception. Similarly, pure Sat is not available for your perception. Then how to understand pure Sat? Pure Sat you can understand through the objects, inert objects. How to understand pure Sat? Cow is, elephant is, bird is, desk is. That easiness you understand through the object, either inert or sentient object, that easiness. Suppose you remove the easiness, cow is, man is, elephant is. Easiness means existence. Easiness means irpudal. Tamil la chonna irpudal, irukkara tanmai, called easiness. House is inert things. House is, fan is, mic is, desk is. Means what? Desk exists, fan exists, house exists. You remove easiness and everywhere. Easiness you are removing means what? You are removing the existence. You are removing the existence. Desk is, fan is, carpet is, house is. House exists, fan exists. Easiness, if you remove, you are removing what? Existence. If you remove existence, what will be there? Non-existence. Cow is non-existent. House is non-existent. Fan is non-existent. Desk is non-existent. But non-existent, enna puriyum namakku? So you have to say, desk is and desk exists. If you remove existence, it will become what? Non-existent. Non-existent thing is non-existent. Enna periya PhD padikkanuma idhukku enna? Non-existent thing is non-existent. So if you remove the easiness, it is as good as removing existence. If you remove existence, that object is non-existent. Very subtle point you have to note. Non-existent is non-existent. There is no interest in non-existent thing. Are you interested in existent things or non-existent? Are you interested in existent things or non-existent? Existent. But existent things you are interested in, you have to add for everything what? Desk is, fan is, mic is, carpet is, house is. You have to add is. Appo it becomes existent. Adi existent na, it is useful for me. Now tell me, that higher nature of the Lord is Sat. Sadrupena Brahma Asti. In inert objects, Sadrupena it is manifesting. In living beings, it is Chidrupena, it is more manifesting. What is other point I said in the previous class is, in inert object, chit consciousness is not manifesting because that object doesn't have subtle body, mind, to reflect, to manifest the chit. It manifests only sat. Irkara tanmaida. That is why in Lalita Sahasranama, chit chakti chetana rupa. That chit chakti means what? Consciousness. Sadrupena chidrupena. This is the higher nature of the Lord. Nirmayika Ishvara. This is the higher nature of the Lord. Sadrupam and chitrupam. Sat means existence. Chit means consciousness. Existent consciousness principle. What Lord says now? Hey Arjuna, I am all pervading in the form of Sat and Chit. Then what, Swamini? That Sat is not there with me. Only I am a Chit. I am not Sat. The Lord higher is Sat in inert objects. Chit in sentient beings. Appur Lord Sagamange Sagamange. Lord is the higher Lord is half there, half here. Ardhanarishwara Madri. In the Sattu in the desk, carpet, light lada irke. I am consciousness. So Sattu somewhere. Consciousness somewhere. So half na pritchitam Bhagavan nipo. Divide panni rundan. No, you are Sat also. You are Sat also. But easily available, understandable is Chit here. There Sat. It doesn't mean you are not Sat. Are you Sat or not? Are you existent or not? Sat na existent. So, I am Sat means I exist. If I am Asat, I am non-existent. Illamale poiduvom. So, I am consciousness, I am existent also. A existent thing alone can be conscious of. A consciousness entity must be existent. Therefore, I am Sat also, I am Chit also. I am Satta, eppadi swamini enga irukka Satta enna. I am existent, and the I am, and the amness is called Sat. Before saying I am conscious of, and the conscious of munnadi what you are telling, I am translated into Tamil, naan irken. I am conscious of, I exist, I am, I know that I am conscious of that I exist. I exist, I am conscious of. To be conscious of, I must exist. If I exist, I must be conscious of. Therefore, conscious is not manifesting here. Consciousness is there, but there is no medium to manifest the chit. But in this body there is a medium called sukshma shriram, mind, to manifest the consciousness. So who am I now? I am Sat also, I am Chit also. How do you know? When I say I am, I know, you are knowingly or unknowingly accepting you are Sat, you are Chit. Even Ajnani, ignorant person also, who is not coming to Bhagavad Gita class also, avanu kuda enna solano? Shubbu irukkiya anna. Veetla, irukken anna. I exist. So, existence. I am, I know. K-N-O-W. I know. I am is called Sat. I know is called Chit. This is the higher nature of the Lord. Understand? Bhagavan says, I am everywhere in the form of Sat and Chit. This is Nirmayika Ishvara, the higher, superior nature of the Lord. If you recognize the Sat and Chit, you are liberated. You are free from cycle of birth and death. Now, birth and death are belong to Maya Shariram, not to the Sat and Chit. If Sat and Chit has got birth and death, and enna edan theriyuma Bhagavan, the Lord also will die. That is why Rama disappear. Rama, Krishna has got arrival and departure. Sat and Chit cannot have arrival and departure. Why lower God or superior, not superior? Why is inferior? Rama, Krishna form, we said lower. Ekarupa, Anekarupa, all forms have arrival and departure. That is why they are inferior. All forms have got arrival and departure. Krishnashtami, Krishnar vandar, Krishnar kalambitar. Kamsanni destroy panni Kaurav yuddham mudinja udane Krishnar kalambitar. Depart. The one who is Ayaram Gayaram is lower, not higher, but Sat Chit will never disappear. That is why Bhagavan says, I always exist means what? Not in Krishna form. I always exist means not in Rama form. I always exist means not in Devi form. Navaratri days, Devi takes different avatarams, different forms. After Navaratri over, she disappears in all forms, takes back now. Understand, this is the higher nature of God. If you say Bhagavan is in Vaikuntha only, Bhagavan become what? Sri Vaikuntham. Vaikuntham only means he is not in Kailasa. Shiva is in Kailasa means he is not Vaikuntham. For them, such bhaktas, they have to travel. In Ekarupa, Anekarupa, you have to travel, or Bhagavan has to travel towards you. We saw no 8th chapter, Krama Mukti Dwara. You have to travel. Either you have to travel to Bhagavan in first two steps, or Bhagavan has to travel towards you to merge with Bhagavan. Whereas in third stage, no, level of bhakti, what is that? Nirmayika, higher nature of the Lord, Sat Chit. You need not travel, he need not travel. Neither you travel to reach Bhagavan, nor he has to travel to reach you. There is no necessity. No travel ticket problem. Why? The higher nature of Bhagavan, the Lord, which is Sat and Chit, is I am available now here itself. Therefore, this body of mind is not real nature. Understand? Bhagavan is here in the form of Sat and Chit. What is your real nature? Your real nature is also called Sat and Chit. Bhagavan tells, whoever understands this truth and assimilate and convinced without any doubt, they are all muktas. They are all liberated. What do you mean by liberated? They understand, they are free from birth and death. Birth means gross body, subtle body association. Birth means subtle mind, matter. Mind, matter and gross matter association is called birth. Gross matter, mind, gross matter, body, subtle matter, mind dissociation is called death. So birth, death happens in two matters, subtle matter and gross matter. Gross matter is body, subtle matter is mind. So subtle matter, gross matter, sukshma sariram is subtle matter, sthula sariram is gross matter, their association is called birth, their dissociation is called death. I, the Sat Chit, am free from these two, subtle matter and gross matter. they are all in me, I am not in them. Masthani sarvabhutani nacha masthani bharata. Now look into the shloka. Okay, this is the background. Maya tatamidam sarvam. What is this maya? Tell me now. This is called sattu chitta. Maya satrupena chidrupena idam sarvam tatam. Idam sarvam, the entire nama rupa prapancha. I am in hearing in every nama rupa. Clip is, I am there. Mic is, I am there in the form of easiness. In human beings, I am there in the form of easiness and consciousness. Where is not? Tell me, Bhagavan, now. You show me a place where there is no easiness. That's what Prahlada. Prahlada is a great jnani. He worshipped the Lord in Ekarupa. He worshipped the Lord in Vishwarupa. He has understood the Lord, the Sat and Chit. That is called Bhakti. We read Prahlada Charitram, we hear Prahlada Charitram. We never understand his higher knowledge. That is why Prahlada asked, when his father asked, show me your Narayana, where is he? What is Prahlada's understanding? Bhagavan, you are everywhere. If you are everywhere, my father is asking me to show you in the pillar. Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlada, challenged Prahlada, show your God in this pillar. If Prahlada takes Bhagavan as Narayana only in Vaikuntha Narayana, he cannot show in the pillar. Understand? Prahlada cannot show the Bhagavan in pillar. If he takes Prahlada taken Narayana only at Vaikuntha, he cannot show in the pillar. Bhagavan father asked, Hiranyakashipu asked, show me in this pillar. If Bhagavan is almighty, all-powerful, he must be everywhere. Show me in this pillar. Then Prahlada is very clear. What? Is very clear? He is there in the form of Sat and Chit. Bhagavan, you manifest now in this pillar. There is a beautiful sloka in Telugu written by Potana. Hindu galadandu ledani sandehamu valadu chakri sarvopagatundendendu vetaki chuchina andande galadu danavagrani vinte. He says, danavagrani, you are the great among rakshasas, danavakula, danavagrani, vinte, if you listen to me, hindu galadu andu ledani. He is here God, there is no God. It is not like that. Indu galade, andu ledani, sandehamu valadu. Never have such doubt. God is here, God is not there. Endendu vedaki chuchina. If you search, he is everywhere, he is available there. As he is chanting this shloka, the pillar has opened, the Narsimha came out. Sat chit, higher nature of the Lord, taken the Maika Swarupam to kill the Hiranyakashipu. Understand, stories are concrete form. The abstract teaching is Sattu Chittu. Listen Prahlada Charitra to understand this truth. Every story has got hidden teaching. So you can understand better way. If you study Vedanta, you understand Bhagavatam well. Sandra Nandava Bodhatmakam Anupamidam Kala Desha Avadibhyam Nirmuktam. Lord Krishna says, hey Arjuna, Kala, the time principle, Desha, the space principle, is in me. I am not in them. That's what he says. Maya Tatamidam Sarvam Jagad Avyakta Murtina. Now what are all features he is giving? First one is Avyakta Murti. Sat Chit is unmanifest form. His original nature is unmanifest form. Avyakta Murti. Then second feature is Maya Tatam Idam, means Sarvagataha. I am all pervading. Krishna is not all pervading. Rama is not all pervading. But Sat Chit, all pervading. Where bulb is there, there is no fan. Where there is a fan, there is no bulb. Where there is a mic, there is no bulb and fan. But electricity in three. அது புரியறது சுவாமினி, அது புரிஞ்சால் இது ஏன் புரியாதுன்னா, புரியும், புரிஞ்சுக்கணும். ஐ ஆம் பர்வேடிங் இன் எவ்ரி திங் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் அவ்வக்தம், நாட் விசிபிள், இட் இஸ் இன்விசிபிள். ஐ ஆம் ஆல் பர்வேடிங் இன் எவ்ரி கேட்ஜெட், ஐ ஆம் பர்வேடிங் இன் எவ்ரி பீயிங், எவ்ரி திங் ஐ ஆம் பர்வேடிங் இன் வாட் ஃபார்ம், சத் சித். How to recognize chit? You recognize chit here. Sat, outside also you can recognize. Therefore what? Masthani sarva bhutani. Third feature. Masthani sarva bhutani. All are in me. All beings are in me. Means all beings are dependently existing upon me. For chit, sat sake they are depending upon me. This desk is depending upon what? Sat. Desk is, so desk is depending upon Sat. Clip is, clip is depending upon Sat. I am, the body mind is depending upon the Sat. That is the meaning of Masthani Sarva Bhutani. All beings and things are depending upon me for their existence, but I am not depending upon them for my existence. Nateshu avasthitaha. I am not in them. That means what? I am not in them means I am not depending upon them for my existence. All ornaments are depending upon gold for their existence. All ornaments are depending upon gold for their existence. But gold is not depending upon ornaments for its existence. Puriyadu? Masthani sarva bhutani. All ornaments are depending upon me, the gold. I, the gold, is not depending upon them. That is the meaning. Adi example, gold abharanam. Okay. I, the consciousness, existent principle, am everywhere. I am in everything. Maya tatamidam sarvam. They are depending upon me. Masthani sarva bhutani. All beings are depending upon me. Nacha masthani. I am not depending upon them. I am not in them means what? I am not depending upon them. Namarupa. Without namarupa also I exist. How do you know? How do you know without namarupa easiness exists? Break the bulb. Electricity exists or not? Dismantle the fan. Electricity exists or not? Electricity exists. Similarly, this body mind disappear also. Sat chit exist. Break this wood desk. What do you say? Remove the dismantle the desk. Naal kaal eduthu inda mele palaga eduthutaana appo desk e kediyadu. Appo enna irukum? Enna irukum? Wood is. Without desk also is continuous or not? You burn the wood, what will be there? Ash is continuous. Desk la irukkira is continuous in the wood, wood la irukkira isness continuous in the ash, and the ash mix with water. What do you say? Water is continuous. Sun moola manvicha sattunude moolam kandi padikanam. Idhu da padipana padicha vera enna padipu padikanam? MBA ஆவது MCA ஆவது அது ஒரு படிப்பான். இஸ் இட் இஸ் எஜுகேஷன்? மை பேரண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் ஸ்ட்ரகிளிங் டு மேக் தர் சில்ட்ரன் ஃபார் டூ த்ரீ இட்லி சேக் தே ஆர் மேக்கிங் தேர் சில்ட்ரன் MBA MCA நாட் நோயிங் திஸ் சத்து சித். இஃப் பேரண்ட்ஸ் நோஸ் தி இம்பார்ட்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் சத்து சித், த நாலேஜ் பராவித்யா, தே நெவர் என்கரேஜ் தேர் சில்ட்ரன் ஃபார் அபராவித்யா. Aparavidya is avidya. It is as good as ignorance. That is why Varuna encouraged his son. Tapasa brahma vijignasasva. Nammena chollu MCA padichi America po. Uddhalaka said to Shvetaketu. Shvetaketu, do you know what is Brahman? What we are asking? Do you know where is America? We are asking our children. Okay, come to the shloka. Next shloka. Now the real nature of God is Sat and Chit. Higher nature. Nirmayika, Nirgunam, Brahma. Where is He? Where is not? In the form of I am the consciousness here itself. That is your real nature. Nacha masthani bhutani. Pashyami yogam aishwaram. Bhuta bhinnaja bhutastham. Mamatma bhuta bhavanaham. By saying masthani sarva bhutani nacha masthani, Lord Krishna has established I am the adhishtanam, substratum of this entire nama rupa prapancha. Sarva adharam is the third feature. First feature is avyakta murti, the Lord's higher nature. Second feature is sarvagataha, all pervading. Third feature is vishva adharam, substratum. Then this fourth feature in this shloka, he gives fifth shloka, Krishna establishes Advaitam Brahma Chaitanyam. How? Ishvara is Paramarthika Satya Swarupam, he says here. Look into the shloka. He Partha Me Aishwaram Yogam Pashya. In fact, the beings are not in me. Nachamasthani. Really speaking, they are not in me. Really speaking. Because I am Paramarthika Satyam, they are Vyavaharika Satyam. Really speaking, they are not in me. After waking up, you all, yesterday I got the dream. Really speaking, all dream objects are not. Fill up the blank. All dream objects are not in me. After waking up, what you can say? Yesterday I got the dream. I saw the objects. Really speaking, all objects are not in me. They are not belong to me. Why? Why they are not there in me? Because I am Vyavaharika Satyam. They are Prativhasika Satyam. They are lesser order of reality. I am Vekar is the higher order of reality. Similarly, another example. Similarly, when I wake up to Sat and Chit, consciousness existent principle, Paramarthika Satyam, what Lord Krishna says, Nacha Masthani. They are not body, mind, complex, nama, rupa, prapancha, really speaking. The relative world, Vyavaharika prapancha is not there in me, the Paramarthika Satyam. They are not there in me. Come to example again. In dream, you saw so many objects. You are the waker. Waker is one. How many you saw? So many objects you saw in the dream. You are how many? Only one waker. One waker saw many objects. All objects are not there in you, but you are the one. Correct, Dhani? Waker is one or two? One only. But how many objects? One waker became one, so many. His mind has projected so many objects. One waker appeared in dreamer form, dream elephant, dream cow, and the dream, so many thoughts came and he appeared. But one waker. Waker is more real than dream objects. So no many objects are not there in the waker. Waker is Advaitam or Advaitam. Unna Muda, waker. Anala on Patrinella, Anekam. Oru ekam vekar aneka swapna padarthani drishtanar. He saw many objects. Ore vekar da. Adhe madri, one consciousness existent principle, satchit, only one, appears in many forms. They are all relative reality. I am absolute reality. Absolute reality, consciousness, existent principle is Advaitam, second, less, only one. But when it takes the name and form, they are anekam dvaitam, many fold, manifold. That is why he says, nacha mastani. In me, the paramarthika satya, satchit chaitanyam, really speaking, they are not there. They are not there. Nacha mastani. Really are not there. They are unreally there. They are unreally there. So, satchit, higher nature of God is in Vaikuntha or Kailasa. The higher nature, sat chit, nature of Bhagavan, the Lord, is in Vaikuntha also, Kailasa also, Mailapur club also, in the hall also, in every object also, and the person, student who is listening, that student in his body also. Real Bhagavan is everywhere. Unreal Bhagavan is in only Kapalishwara temple. Kapalishwara is not in Parthasarathi temple. Parthasarathi is not in Kapalishwara temple. But in Kapalishwara and Parthasarathi temple, the higher nature of the Lord, consciousness, existent principle is there. You want what? Decide. Okay. That is lower bhakti. This is higher bhakti. Jnanam is the highest bhakti. Who says? Krishna says, nacha masthani. Really they are not there in me. Unreally they are only appearing. Experientially they are all appearing. This is my yogam. This is my vibhuti. This is my shakti. This is my power. Mayikam power. Really speaking, I make the maya to just appear in manifold ways. I, the Chaitanyam, give sentience to the Maya. It appears as many, many forms. I give existence, I lend existence to the matter, I lend consciousness to the living beings by borrowing from me the consciousness and existence. This body, mind, matter, Maya functions. That body, mind, Maya functions because of my blessing, the consciousness and existence. The people who study Bhagavad Gita on Wednesday class only understand this, not anyone else. Who says? Krishna says. Correct, Dhani? Who attend the Bhagavad Gita class, they understand that is the truth. All people cannot understand. Nacha masthani. This is my yogam, this is my aishwaram, this is my vibhuti, this is my power. Just as you, the waker, create dream objects, you have also power. Okay? We also have power, aishwaram, to create our dream objects. We are also creators. Yes or no? We also create lot of objects in our dream. How great we are. But one problem. We create our dream. We become the creature in the dream and we scream, we cry, nightmare. Bhagavan is not like that. Bhagavan create and control the maya. We create the dream and we suffer in the dream. Bad dream ella vandadu swami yesterday edavadu mantram sollunga. Bad dream avadu mantram avadu needane create pannadu. Why you are a creature in the creation of the dream? Know that you are the creator of the dream. But we are under the spell of Maya, therefore we are afraid of our dream. Whereas the Ishvara, who is the creator of this Maya, enlivening the Maya, he is the creator, not the creature. That's why Bhagavan is Bhagavan all the time. Maya is under his control. That's my power, that's my vibhuti. Pasya, may you understand. How? Bhruta bhrut, bhrutastaha, mamatma bhuta bhavanaha. I am the creator, I am the sustainer, I am the destroyer. Bhuta krut, bhuta bhrut means I am the sustainer of all the beings. By giving sat and chit, I am sustaining them. Bhuta bhavanaha, I am the creator of everything in this creation by lending sat chit. In Chandogya we saw తజ్జలాన్. తజ్జం చ తల్లం చ తదనం చ మీన్స్ ఐ ఆమ్ ద సృష్టి కారణం, ఐ ఆమ్ ద స్థితి కారణం, ఐ ఆమ్ ద లయ కారణం. మీన్స్ వాట్ ఐ లెండ్ సత్ అండ్ చిత్ ఫర్ దేర్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్. ఐ కీప్ సత్ అండ్ చిత్ ఫర్ దేర్ సస్టెనెన్స్. ఐ టేక్ అవుట్ ద సత్ అండ్ చిత్ బ్యాక్ ఇన్ టు మీ దన్ మాయా శరీరం ఆల్సో ఇన్ ప్రళయ. దట్ ఇస్ వై ఎవ్రీ డే వీఆర్ హ్యావింగ్ ఎ మీనియేచర్ ప్రళయ. వాట్ ఈస్ దట్? స్లీప్. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ గోస్ ఇన్ టు అస్. వెన్ యూ వేక్ అప్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ కమ్స్. సిమిలర్లీ ఎట్ ద టైమ్ ఆఫ్ ప్రళయ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ గోస్ ఇన్ టు భగవాన్. దట్స్ వాట్ హీ సేస్ భూతస్థ. I am not in the beings, na bhutastaha. I am not in the beings, means I am not affected by them. I, the Sat-Chit principle, am not affected by them. I create them, I allow them to sustain, at the same time, I am not affected by them. Na bhutastaha. How? You create the dream objects, you allow the dream objects to sustain for some time. Are you touched by the dream objects? Are you affected by the dream fire? Are you affected by dream water? Nalla thala aditadu. Adhe maadhiri Bhagavan says, I am the paramarthika satyam. I am not touched by the vyavaharika maya nama roopa prapancha. Na bhutastaha. Next shloka.
Yatha kashasthito nityam. వాయుః సర్వత్ర గో మహాన్ తథా సర్వాణి భూతాని మస్థానీత్యుపధారయ.
హౌ ఐ యామ్ నాట్ ఎఫెక్టెడ్ బై దెమ్? ఐ యామ్ not affected by them. Bhagavan says, he gives example like space. Space is not affected by anything, it accommodates everything, but space is not affected by anything. Like that, yatha, just as sarvatragaha vayuh mahan nityam akashasthitaha. Just as the great vayu, the air principle, moves sarvatragaha, moves everywhere in the space, carrying foul smell and fragrance also. That vayu carries the foul smell and good smell, everything it carries. Can that air which is having foul smell or good smell can affect the space? It cannot, but it moves in the space. Like that, I am like a space Sat-Chit principle. Now all beings are like vayu, they move in me, but they cannot touch me. I am touch me not. Asparshaha aham. Sarvatragaha vayuhu nityam akashasthitaha. All the time vayu is within the space. Tatha, similarly, sarvani bhutani masthani. All beings, things are in me. At the same time, I am not affected by them. మీ ఇది ఉపధారయ. మే యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ వెల్. జస్ట్ యాజ్ ద స్పేస్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఎఫెక్టెడ్ బై ఎనీథింగ్ ఇన్ ద క్రియేషన్, ఐఎమ్ ఆల్సో నాట్ ఎఫెక్టెడ్ బై దెమ్. దట్స్ వై స్పేస్ ఈజ్ వెరీ క్లోజ్ టు ద సచ్చిత్ చైతన్యం బికాస్ ఆఫ్ సమ్ సర్టన్ ఫ్యూచర్స్. వాట్ ఆర్ దోస్ ఫ్యూచర్స్? ఆకాశ ఈజ్ ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్, సచ్చిత్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్. బ్రహ్మ చైతన్యం సర్వగత. Then second feature, avakasha pradata. Space also gives place, accommodate everything. Sat chit also accommodates everything. Third feature is akhandaha. It is not divisible. Space is not divisible. Similarly, Brahma Chaitanyam, the higher nature of the Lord, is not divisible. Third feature, indivisible, akhandaha. Fourth feature is asangaha. Cannot be tainted. Space cannot be tainted by anything. Similarly, I, the consciousness, existent principle, hey Arjuna, Brahma Chaitanam is not tainted by anything, not associated really with anything. Fifth feature is adrishyatvam. Space is also not visible. I, the consciousness, existent principle also is not visible. Therefore, what? Just as if you want to understand me, first understand the space. Koncham enapatti puriyum unakanna. Very close to the akasham. Next shloka.
Sarva bhutani kaunteyam. Prakritim yanti mamikam. Kalpakshaye punastani. Kalpadau visrujamyaham.
So the fifth future given in the sixth shloka, that is Ishvaraha asangaha, associationless, untouched. In this seventh shloka, sixth feature is given, that is Svatantraha Srishtisthiti Laya Karanam. Ishvara is Nirmayika, Ishvara is Svatantraha, independently exist. At the same time, Srishtisthiti Laya Karanam, cause of this universe, creation, its sustenance and its destruction. Ishvara is the cause. More in the next class.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.